40 years ago, reggae music gained popularity in the United States with the film The Harder They Come and its soundtrack. The singer, Jimmy Cliff, was the star of both. Today at age 64, Cliff has a new album out called Rebirth that harkens back to his early days. Our critic, Will Hermes, has this review.
21st century pop music has been flush with precise recreations of 60s and 70s American R&B. Think of Sharon Jones, Adele, Rafael Sadiq, and the late Amy Winehouse. Meanwhile, I've been waiting for a similar revival of Jamaica's R&B, ska, rocksteady, and roots reggae. Jimmy Cliff's new record is exactly that.
They said the world is spinning around. I said the world is upside down. They said the world is spinning around. I said the world is upside down. Oh yeah.
In the decades since Bob Marley and Peter Tosh died, Jimmy Cliff has been the last man standing of reggae's first great international warriors. Frankly, he's made a lot of lukewarm crossover LPs over the years, but he finally decided to rewind his sound with the producer Tim Armstrong, the singer from the punk band Rancid. He's a huge Jimmy Cliff fan, and he helps nail that old-school sound everywhere on this record, even on a cover of his own song, Rancid's Ruby Soho.
Echoes of reggae coming through my bedroom.
There are other good covers here, too, notably The Clash's Guns of Brixton, which mentions Ivanhoe Martin, the hardscrabble character Cliff played in the movie The Harder They Come.
Well, you know if he's like Ivan, born under the Brixton sun, his game is called surviving at the end of The Harder They Come. You know it means no mercy, they caught him with a gun. Now he lives in a black Maria.
Cliff's originals here are just as exciting, and they don't seem stuck in the past. Like Children's Bread, a song about poor folks and thievery that I think would play quite well in an Occupy encampment. Music fan of a certain age, I have to check myself when shouting out records that echo period sounds. Really, I'm as excited by Frank Ocean's Next Generation R&B as the next guy. But good is good, killer is killer, and if anyone should be able to reanimate the vintage Jamaican music I hear bumping out of every hipster coffee shop in town, Jimmy Cliff is the man.
The new album from Jimmy Cliff is called Rebirth. Our reviewer, Will Hermes, is author of the book Love Goes to Buildings on Fire.
And it seems like all the pathways have been blocked.
Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Peter Olina. We had engineering support from Stu Rushfield.
And we'd like to thank the Oye Project for use of the Supreme Court audio we aired this week. That project is based at the Illinois Institute of Technology's Chicago Kent College of Law. All Things Considered, executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.